again for something?
No, sir. You will not, you won't have to come again. There'll be no more testimony. The case is closed. It'd be for the board to discuss it.
What do I gotta do now?
Wait for our answer.
It's after our next meeting to see what happened, what decisions made, and you will be notified.
All right, thank you, sir.
Okay, sir?
Thank you, sir.
Have a good evening.
Thank you, sir. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Next case, please.
Our next case is number 12011. Sun Homes is seeking variances from the separation requirements under section 115-172 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the north side of Center Avenue, approximately 364 feet southwest of Skyview Street. The 911 address is 19942 Center Avenue, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 310. Specifically, the applicant is seeking variance for the separation distance between units. They're requesting a 5.1 foot and a 1 foot variance from the separation requirements. We received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 6 mail returns.
Thank you, sir. Do you swear or affirm to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, if you would go to the podium and give your name and place of residence for the record.
My name is Rich Shipley. I'm the community manager of Sierra Village. The address is 19837 Sierra Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
What's your position there again?
Community manager. This is the first time that this is a placement of a new home, and the first time I've ever had to have a variance for a placement of a new home in my 3 years with Sun Homes. I didn't realize there were so many of you. I do have 3 packets of information that I will
give you. Yes,
two of you
votes.
Okay.
Wow.
So you're manager for Sun Homes, not Sierra Village. Is that what you're saying?
I am employed by Sun Homes, but I manage Sierra Village.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Alrighty then.
Now we got it.
We had you said this is the first in your 3 years. We just recently had a request. Was that for
two?
Well, those are individual residents for like a porch. I mean, for me to place a brand new home. So this is an empty lot that where I guess basically the best way to would be to start from the beginning where my application. The uniqueness of property, these lots in Sierra Village, before Sun Homes acquired it, it was a family-owned business, and lots being laid out in the late 1930s, early 1940s, and the lots are too small for the smallest 14-foot wide manufactured home that can be ordered for purchase. So going to number two, it cannot otherwise be developed. You have the 911 address. We refer to it as Lot C, as in Cat 66. It's too narrow for the placement of the smallest 14-foot wide manufactured home available to purchase. It's almost repetitive in the questions or in my answers here. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. You can see photographs that I've included of several recent new homes that I have placed throughout the community. I believe I'm on my 15th, this will be my 15th or 16th one in the last 3 years, 2 years and 9 months that I've placed. And this is the first time where a variance was required because there wasn't a 20-foot setback available on the lot size where I've placed new homes before. The original home was removed. It was an original 1967 home that was there. It was a 11 feet wide, 10 and a half feet to 11 feet wide, 1967. Again, it's no longer placed. You see the empty lot photograph in, in the packet as well.
'67, that's ancient.
Indeed.
I still have many of them. Quite frankly, a lot of them are better. A lot of them are so well cared for that they're nicer than some of the new ones.
All right.
Yeah.
One more stop with any questions, Mr. Nelson. You have any?
Our legal counsel wasn't born, even born then.
Close, all right.
It's okay, you'd be proud of that, soon enough. And then there were some that already graduated and others been married, right? Well, it's certainly, we've had issues with Sierra in the past, and it's certainly reassuring to hear that you've placed 15 now without the need for variances, because there for a while we were...
Yes, I understand.
We were growing short on patients and what have you. So that's refreshing.
Yeah, I've worked very hard, because I did come into the position and learned very quickly when I came to introduce myself to the staff here at number two. That my predecessors weren't so great at doing what they were required to do.
And you were in
so
a jam.
I understood that was my first time, and I worked very hard to be certain that I am not doing anything out of the required steps,
sure.
And that's why I'm here tonight, because this is my first one in order to put, and I'll be submitting another application soon behind it, because I now have another that will not meet.
And of course, 14 foot wide now is the smallest, the narrowest.
It is.
Okay.
It is.
So that's understandable, and that's I think to your point that you're suggesting that it can't otherwise be developed.
Cannot.
Okay, and necessary and not created by you.
Yes, sir.
So I think I think that speaks for pretty much all the standards. I have no other questions.
Okay, Ms. McGee.
You can't move this over at all?
Cannot. It's another home.
Yeah, you're pinched on both sides.
I am.
Have you had this lot surveyed? Because we've run into the past.
You have that copy there.
And it has been surveyed.
Yeah, that's in the packet.
Maybe it's in that back, Jim.
I think that was from the one before.
Oh, okay.
It should be the third page, I believe.
Without the variance, the lot's rendered useless.
Completely.
Complete.
Any further?
No.
Mr. Rivers, any questions?
No questions. The question's been answered as far as all I have to hear is sea air. All I have.
We remember.
We remember.
I'm sure you do.
Hearing no further question, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has stated that you cannot purchase and we've heard in the past testimony that a mobile home cannot be purchased any more narrow than 14 feet, and that's what he's proposing. And whether you move it left, right, it still comes up short on one side or the other. He's testified that without the variance, the lot is useless. And so I think that presents pretty much all the standards for granting a variance. It cannot otherwise be developed. It's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. It wasn't created by the applicant, because they don't make a mobile home narrower. Obviously, mobile home park and plenty of other variances won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood or be detrimental to public welfare. I think it's a minimum to afford relief, and I make a motion that we approve case number 12,011.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that, and I agree with Mr. Mills that you approach the criteria for granting a variance.
Thank you.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rivers that we approve case number 12,011. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Ms. McGee?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,011 is approved.